You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. We're glad to have you all back with us. And today, for our stakeholder highlight, we have Sean on again from SK Science Designs and Marketing. Thanks for being here again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity.
That's perfect. We always love getting to hear about different stakeholders and their passions. And I know that you started this business with your wife, correct?
Correct. I did. Yeah. She reluctantly, she agreed to start this business with me 7 years ago. Obviously, she didn't know where it would lead us to. And she's a history major with a degree in English. And so she's kind of my yin to yang with what we do.
No, that's awesome. How do you collaborate and balance your guys' workflow then?
Just like any husband and wife relationship, I mean, she's 99% right. It's no different in the work world. So typically, I mean, she doesn't do the physical stuff. So when I'm doing signs or graphic design, you know, I may get her input on certain things, but for the most part, her and I are kind of hand in hand with social media postings and does this read well? How does this sound? Just to make sure the voice of the client is well depicted in the post that we do. So she's really kind of the voice behind all the social media postings. Even if I physically do it, she kind of has her hand in that as well.
I was going to say, and from working with Sean and his wife for a while now, it's a family-owned business, and I think that's what's important. You hired your nephew.
I did, yeah. Tony, fun story. So Tony is 22, just turned 22. He's from California, Bakersfield. So for him to be on the East Coast, the weather, the lack of smog in the air, and then the influx of all the bugs that are around has him keeps him entertained quite well. But yeah, Tony came on. He's a little over a year now, and he's kind of my video editor. He shoots some second video stuff that we do, and he's my right hand man at the sign shop. So definitely a big asset to the company for sure, 100%.
I think that's important to have a family owned business. Everybody's in cohesive with everybody, and not only do you work well together, but you know, there's never infighting inside the business and everyone knows each other.
Yeah. And I'm not worried about him learning the tricks of the trade, so to speak, and then bouncing out and heading out and starting his own company. Yeah. You know, it's my wife's nephew. So, you know, we get along great, even though there's quite a bit of years difference in age. He keeps me laughing and he does a great job.
Yeah. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've told Sean multiple times he has a young soul, so he doesn't have to worry about feeling too old in the room.
Yeah, that's funny. Thank you. I always appreciate those compliments.
That's perfect. And we always love to support local businesses. And I have a soft place in my heart for family-owned businesses because my family had a family-owned business for a good chunk of my childhood. So I know they're important to the economy and add a wonderful touch to the community.
They do for sure. That's right.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, Sean. I hope everyone loved hearing about your work as much as we have. Before we go, can you tell everyone where they can find you?
Man, where are we not? So obviously Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. If you just search SK Signs Designs, you should find us. We have all the same handles for all those. And we try to mix up the content to where it's not the same on each platform, so you don't get inundated with the same message each time. And we try to keep it lively and fun.
Thank you so much, Sean, for being here with us. We always love hearing more about your business and how things are going. But now let's move into our main subject for this episode, which is about the Oyster Festival. Daquan, do you want to introduce our guest?
Yes, I would love to introduce our guest. So we have Ashley Hulk here. You know, Ashley works with us in the office, so I know Ashley very well. I know just how hard she's been working to get the Oyster Fest ready and presentable and kind of have the first in-person full-out Oyster Festival. So without further ado, Ashley Hulk, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're very excited to have you on here with us and to learn more about the Oyster Fest from you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to, you know, learning more and more about this year's Oyster Fest compared to last year. So if you could tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing with the Oyster Festival.
Alrighty. Yes, I'm the president and CEO of the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association. And some of the things that we do within our mission is hold festivals and events. So hopefully putting COVID behind us, we're allowed to have this large scale event this year. So it'll be the second annual Beaufort Oyster Festival, known as the Queen of the Carolina Sea Islands. It's a heritage event here for greater Northern Beaufort. Baja Beaufort Area Hospitality Association hosts the event. And this year we're able to hold it at the Waterfront Park in downtown Beaufort. We're really excited to have steamed oysters, roasted oysters, oysters on the half shell, and all of this culinary that is part of our culture here in the Lowcountry.
My mouth is already watering. So this is going to be a good episode, clearly. That's awesome. And the Waterfront Park is a beautiful place for you guys to have it.
Yeah, Henry C. Chambers Waterfront Park is the perfect location for a festival. So not only are we going to have the food elements and the oyster culinary that makes up so much of the area's culture, we're also going to have educational elements. We're going to have Friends of Hunting Island, Hunting Island State Park. We'll have coastal expeditions, and they'll be doing on water boat tours to oyster beds, which I think is just so interesting. And that'll be education of Lowcountry conservation. We'll also have South Carolina Oyster Restoration and Enhancement. It's the SCORE program, and the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources there. So we really wanted to bring in that educational element to the festival and not just make it about the culinary as well. It's kind of this well-rounded oyster festival that showcases everything.
That's a really cool aspect, like that allows you to learn as you go and enjoy and have fun. Not many festivals you're able to have fun and learn something while you're out there doing it, especially in the waterfront park where you can actually get out and see everything. And then the aspect of oysters, that's just a great feel for Beaufort.
Awesome. So it sounds like we have some great like educational things coming along, but why don't you tell us about some of the oyster types that will be there?
Yes. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to offer oysters three different ways. So the traditional roasted oyster will be there. That's with the burlap sacks over an open fire. We think this is going to be something that's not only educational, but ties into the tradition as well. There'll be steamed oysters. Seagull Marketplace will have those. Those will be by the pan. And then we'll have raw on the half shell. And some folks, they don't like those, but it's definitely something to try at least once in your life.
There you go. I don't think I've ever had a raw oyster before. Other ways, but not raw.
So for me, I've never tried any oysters, raw, fried, roasted, any of those. So I'm looking forward to the Oyster Festival to finally get to try some oysters and try the different types the way they're prepared. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And they'll also have oyster fritters, which I think is a nice gateway into the oyster, like Oyster Rockefeller or po' boys and different things like that. And that's something you could probably be able to try during Tides to Tables Restaurant Week, which coincides with the Oyster Festival.
Perfect. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that with the Tides to Table? Because I know that's also a good thing that's happening around the same time.
Yeah. So the event actually falls in line with the Oyster Festival. So Tides to Tables is the Beaufort Area Restaurant Week. That starts January 13th and runs up until that final festival date of the 22nd. And all of the area restaurants, they do a specialized menu for Restaurant Week. And one of the criteria is to have an oyster item. So some of our restaurants last year did, like I said, Po' Boys and Fish Camp. They do a deviled egg with an oyster on it. It's one of the greatest things I've ever eaten. It is so unique but delicious. And of course, you're going to have those raw oysters as well on the half shell. And it's all local. So you're getting that taste of Beaufort, of the Broad River, of the May River, and the oysters that have been here for hundreds of years.
That sounds like a great opportunity to actually get you ready for the actual Oyster Festival happening that weekend. Just the whole week leading up to Oyster Festival, trying different restaurants. It's a great way to get prepared for Oyster Festival. So where can we see some of the menus or the items that are going to be displayed during Oyster Festival?
So the menus will launch January 1st, and that's going to be on www.bftoysterfestival.com. That's where you can find all your information and links to the tickets and information about the festival dates itself, such as entertainment, vendors, etc.
Awesome. This is really cool to hear all the awesome things you're doing this year. I know that last year everything was a little bit different because of COVID and all that fun stuff. So do you want to kind of explain what will be different this year versus last year?
So last year, we basically approached the event and dissected it and did smaller micro events. So we had it in Port Royal at the Beer Garden, and it was limited tickets. We didn't have really any vendors. We did have entertainment, and we had one oyster vendor there, which was Sea Eagle. This year, we're going to have oysters served multiple ways. Like I said, the steamed, the traditional, the on the half shell. Last year, we just did oysters by the pan. We had some oyster fritters and fried foods. So we're opening it up to all of those different types of oysters and how they're prepared. We will also be having entertainment, live entertainment, four different bands, two on Friday, two on Saturday, and then we're going to have those educational elements. So it's just going to be a larger event because, of course, we're allowed to. We're going to take those safety protocols that we did last year as well. It's a nice open outdoor space, but it is going to look different, and this is how we envisioned it. We envisioned this large-scale event in January, the fires, the water, the oysters, all of these different things that people think about when they think about that cool January day and sitting around a fire, eating oysters, having a cup of chili, and, you know, listening to the music and being with friends and family.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
So I'm just wondering, like I said, I haven't really experienced oysters themselves. So what's your favorite type of oyster, way to eat oysters? I've heard some with crackers and salt, some with hot sauce. So take us into how you would eat and prepare oysters.
So I do not want to label myself as an oyster pro at all. I'm from West Virginia, but I have been here for 2 years. One of the first things I did when me and my husband moved down was we went to an oyster roast. Our neighbors invited us to this oyster roast, and we stood around the oyster table with the holes in it that you threw the empty shells in. And I like it with a cracker. Steamed, and then you put a little hot sauce and a lemon on top of that, and then you eat it. And I think they call it a red rooster. I'm not sure if that's correct or not. And then I love oyster shooters. So you got your cocktail sauce, your oyster, and your vodka usually. I don't know if we'll have any of those though.
That's too bad. That sounds like a good time.
Maybe at the restaurants we'll have those.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for the hint, but what would your advice be for a new person trying oysters, or a new person's guide to how to get started when eating oysters?
I would honestly say talk to the locals, because they know the oyster like no one else. And at the event, we're actually going to have ambassadors. So these are going to be individuals walking around showing you how to shuck, because the knives are very sharp. We don't want any accidents. So they're going to be showing you how to pop those oysters open and how to prepare them, whether it is on a cracker or just eating them right out of the shell. And those are going to be the folks that really understand the oyster and its taste profiles. And, you know, you want it to be briny, you want it to be salty. And maybe since you are new at eating the oyster, it's probably best to start off with maybe Oyster Rockefeller or something that's a little more cooked, and then work your way down to that raw oyster. But I want to be there when you try it.
Yes.
Got your camera ready to record it, see his reaction.
Absolutely, because I really do. I will. I'll video it. I'll make sure I have it on video.
Yeah. So I had a coworker when I was in college. He heard I was moving to Beaufort, and he was telling me, you know, all these different fish to try. He lived on the beach and grew up on the beach, so he was saying, you know, try swordfish, and one of the things he said was to try oysters. And the way he described it was, it's almost like a salty booger in a sense.
Do not put that in there. Cut. Well, we were going to do the run next year, and it's called the Oyster Boogie. It was kind of play on words. Yeah.
Amazing.
My husband is the pickiest person ever, and he loves them. I mean, he will sit around. We just ate them on Friday night. We had an oyster roast at the house. It's just literally something you do every weekend. And some folks will say that oyster season, months that have an R in it, I believe is what it is, those are your oyster months. So starting, I believe, September, clear up to, I would say, April. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know 2 years ago, I was excited for an oyster roast that was happening for a business after hours, and it ended up raining.
So you didn't get
to go.
Yeah, so I went, but they ended up switching the menu from oysters to, you know, chili or something simple. So I was a little disappointed, but definitely looking forward to this year.
I would compare them to wine. It's like, I remember when I couldn't stand wine or beer and coffee. And I worked my way into it. And now I love wine. I love coffee. I love, you know, dark chocolate and rich things. And I feel like the oyster is very similar to that. It's like an acquired taste that you have to continually massage and develop.
Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely give it a try, though. I'll try anything once. So.
There you go. You know, I have that same philosophy as well. So I do have a question for people to participate in the Oyster Festival. Is there anything that they specifically need to do? Or like, do they have to buy tickets? Or can they just show up?
So admission is free, but we are selling tickets via Eventbrite right now. And like I said, all of that information is on bftoysterfestival.com. So if you go to that site, it'll redirect you when you click ticket button to the Eventbrite, and you can purchase your food and beverage tickets prior to. There's also merchandise. We have these awesome t-shirts this year. We have shuckers and we have koozies for sale. So we have long sleeve, short sleeve, and then like I said, those koozies and shuckers. And if you just visit that site, you can pre-purchase, or if you want to wait, you can purchase there at the festival.
Very cool. That's awesome. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of good food. And you've gone over some of the educational activities, but I'm just curious, what are you most excited about for the festival, Ashley?
I guess I would have to say the oysters, of course, but I've never had the traditional burlap sack over the oysters, them roasted over a fire. And I'm really eager to try those because I've only had the steamed and then the Rockefeller and all those different types. So I'm really excited to try the roasted traditional way that they've been doing it for years.
Very cool. So you get to try something new as well.
Yep.
And I know this was a question for Ashley, but I'm sure one thing you'll really like to see is once all the planning and everything's done, seeing everyone have fun and enjoying what you've planned, the hundreds of people just really making the most of the event and the festival. And it starts off as your baby, and then seeing everyone's like, oh, this was a great time. We had fun. We really enjoyed it. Look forward to next year. So that feeling will actually bring more accomplishment, and you will actually really enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah. From an event perspective, you know, that's the icing on the cake. When you look around and you see kids having a good time and people joking and laughing and having a good time, and of course, enjoying the event, like you said.
Well, we're excited to have the festival happen in January and to see what happens. And like I said, I expect a video of Daquan trying his first oyster. So just get you my email there later. I'm sure he's thrilled about this.
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
It's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, Ashley. We've loved hearing about the Oyster Festival and just seeing the work that you guys do with Baja. It's always great to kind of see where you're going and the things that you plan and are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to it. I'm excited.
Of course, we've loved having you on and getting to talk with you. We're excited to see how the Oyster Festival goes in January. And we want to wish everyone listening a happy holidays, and we will see you all again in January.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next year, and have a good new year.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.